This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
As of right now, I'm not planning on playing the ones in the game. This practice does participate in the overall final assessment, you know, that I'll make with the coaching staff tomorrow. But as of right now, I went into this practice planning for the ones not to play.
Welcome back in here on this Football Friday. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. We are heading up to Detroit, where we are joined by Joe Rose. Joe, good morning. How was the,
morning,
up to Detroit, my friend?
It was good. It was good. Listen, straight shot, no problem. Got here, had a little dinner last night. Might have had a few cocktails, and then it was, before you know it, it was late. And I said, you know what, I got to get some sleep and get ready to see my guys, talk to my guys in the morning.
Good, good. With you and air travel, it's always always a question mark, so I'm glad
well,
you
Well, that's
made
only Sacramento.
There.
Sacramento, there's, I don't know what's going on with Sacramento. Very hard to get there. But, yes, everything else is good.
All right, and apparently practice went a lot better yesterday, which was certainly a very encouraging thing to see. What are you hearing from your guys, Joe? I'm sure you guys talked a lot last night about what went on yesterday at practice. What was the big takeaway?
So I think the big theme for everything right now was, because of everything going on with this team, the overreaction because it was a terrible practice. I mean, they got kicked around. They all the stars of Detroit, you know, the guys last night were talking about just how good St. Brown was. And by the way, I mean, it didn't change yesterday either. He's just, if there's an MVP for 2 days, he gets it. And of course, everybody's had a chance to see a lot of his highlights were out there and you're going, okay. And everything else. But overall it was better. Offensively, it was better. Although he kept some guys out of practice yesterday. Some more guys did not practice. Which I didn't realize, they wanted to get a lot of work with the number ones over the first 2 days. Well, these 2 days, they practice against each other. And then you heard Mike say, all right, I got a lot of work with my ones. And listen, he was cautious with guys that weren't ready to go. You know, one and two really came up on a little vacation. I mean, it's about getting those guys healthy, trying to get them a little bit of work without contact. In Waddle and also on the other side with Hill. But I think the biggest thing we found out with all the who's hot and who's not and who had a good play and who had a bad play, because there's a lot of that, is the team. And this will be good. May not be great for fans, but we got to see the rest of this team play because we don't have a lot of depth on this team right now. We don't have a lot of depth that we can trust. It's not a deep team. And I would just add that all the problems we've talked about since day one, when we looked at what they had signed and what they had, it's all still a concern. It's the same things that Omar's talked about and everybody else that follows this team every day. It's depth at offensive line. Finding guys that can cover. And I know a lot of it back here. Hey, they're not playing a lot of zone. They're playing man-to-man because this is the only time you get to really work. You can drop back in zone in an area, and when a guy's in your area, get a good jump on it and work on that, although that still needs to get a lot better too. But they got to get it to work. You have to play man-to-man. No, at some point, you blitz, you do some different things. You have to play man-to-man. You got to play tight. And you got to find some guys you can trust. And to me, that's still in the workings, to find some guys that you can trust at that position. Storm Duck, by the way, has had a really good camp. Storm Duck has had a good couple of days. You notice we haven't said Storm Duck got toasted or not. Mm-hmm. So that's been a really good sign. But at the same time, we're not where the Lions are. Let's just say that. They're a 15-win team, and they stuck it to us hard. They pounded them just about every way possible. And that first practice, the team came back, played a lot better. There was a lot of talk apparently at the hotel about, hey, this is a bunch of bull crap. Let's get after it, man. It's embarrassing. Hey, by the way, don't think guys don't know what's being said after that practice nationally as well as by the Lions media and the Dolphins media. So to bounce back. But, hey, those guys know what's going on, man, and they know what happened with that 8-9 record last year. I can tell you that the head coach definitely knows what's going on and that they need to kick it up here a lot in the next couple of weeks.
Joe, what do you think on this road trip is the main goal for Mike McDaniel and for this coaching staff? What do they want to take away from this road trip and this next preseason game for the Miami Dolphins?
There is no doubt when he decided and he looked this offseason and he looked at Chicago, Detroit, and now Jacksonville after this game tomorrow, there's no question in my mind that he said, I want to play against Dan Campbell. I want to have an extra practice against that team because I know they're going to get physical. They're a really good team, and we got to catch up to them, and we got to find out where we are. And I've been talking about it. People have noticed it a little bit in practice, but it's against each other. We're going to put some serious work in, especially in the 2 days before this preseason game. And it might not look great, but we got to catch up. The thing about not being physical, being soft, all that stuff, he knows that's got to change. If they indeed are, and they look like a finesse team a lot, it's just not going to cut it.
Do you think that they have proven that they're a little tougher? Because it did look like Kenneth Grant and those guys were getting a little tougher in the trenches. I know it was just a preseason game, but from what you've seen in the practices and what you've seen at least in one preseason game, does this team look like it is more committed and it is more willing to be physical?
Yeah, so when we say that, I look at the front seven, I still think they're going to be really good. We got some rookies that still have to learn. They got things that they're going to learn, the guys that are playing. But I think the front seven's going to be in good shape. Obviously, it's the same topic that I've hit so many times. I hate to bring up because anybody that listens to us goes, I know our defensive ends need to stay, you know, they can't get hurt. They got to stay healthy and all those things. But I'm not really worried about the front seven. And listen, they had their moments where it didn't go great for them up here either. But I think my biggest concern, it goes back to the offensive side of the ball and being physical on the offensive side of the ball. We got to be able to run the ball. I just think it helps the two guys on the outside that are the keys to this thing and Hill and Waddle. But we got to be able to run the football. We have to be able to run the football. And I don't just mean get back to run it the way we did 2 years ago outside, where we were one of the best teams in football a couple of years ago running outside. I mean, we really had that. We got to be able to run the ball inside. We got to be consistent on third and fourth down and short, down on the goal line in the middle of the field to keep drives going. I just think those are really important numbers. And that falls under the being a physical team. And if we can't do that, so I think all that stuff has to come into play. And that's where it starts. But, yeah, they've got some labels on them. Some of this practice the last 2 days didn't help, that they still got to get there. But I think Mike's glad he got this work in. You heard him talk. He's not hiding it. We're going to play a lot of young guys. They got a lot of decisions to make. And to me, not only key backups, but guys you want to keep around. Because we got some guys been around here, I haven't done anything. Are you going to keep them for another year? Or are we going to go out and get some other players after that final cuts are made and with everybody? Is there somebody Chris likes to trade a seventh-round pick for somebody?
The colored ones.
Joe Rose here with us. I think Omar has a question for you as well. Here, Joe.
Yeah.
Omar, go ahead.
I love Omar. I love Omar questions.
Joe, you make a very great point about the run game, but what about protection of the quarterback? We are now on our sixth offensive lineman who is injured. We do not have a left tackle on the team. How concerned are you about the depth of the offensive line?
Right there at the top, Omar. It's been the same thing. And I'm sorry I left that out with pass protection. Yeah, that's a big problem. There have been a lot of guys sacked up here. Yeah, that's right there at the top. Yes, yes. I got so busy talking about being able to run the football.
Yeah,
and it's
important.
It is, but pass protection is, hey, we're coming, and you guys got to pick it up, and you guys got to block. And yeah, there would have been a lot of sacks up here. There were a lot of interceptions anyway. And the other thing is we're in a situation where we can't trust Tua that he's going to stay healthy 17 games. It sounds good. I hope it happens. We all hope it happens, unless you just don't like Tua. But we got to get somebody ready to go at backup. And to me, he's just not there. Now, some of it is the guys playing with him, but some of it is he's got to be better. He's just got to be better. And way too many interceptions, too many deer in a headlight, footwork, all that stuff that's been talked about. I know they still, you know, trust him, but he's got to pick it up. The lights got to go on here. We got to see a better Zach Wilson. We just do. We got to see a better Zach Wilson. And I know he's been here. I know this is a complicated offense. I know he screwed up with that Jets uniform, and he's trying to get his confidence back and learn this thing. Whatever it is, at some point, September is going to roll around here, and we need to get another guy ready to go after what we went through last year.
Definitely. Joe, with Chris Greer, there have been four instances where they have gone out and they have traded or swapped lower level picks for offensive linemen, the Danny Isadoras, the Greg Littles, the Greg Manns. Is this what we're going to have to do to supplement this offensive line and make it through the season again?
So that's a great question that popped up a lot last night. So they're telling you they really like their guys. They're getting better. They're doing coach talk to us. And that's fine. I like that. Hey, man, that's what makes coaches great. They want to take whatever you give them, and they want to work them, and they want to get the most out of them because it makes them look good. It's great for the player to see his confidence. And you go, wow, this guy's a different guy. The lights went on and all that junk talk that we talk about. I don't know this group. I don't know. And, well, he had a good play. Yeah, but you had a good play. You had a bad play. And it's got to be more consistent because we just don't play with five or six offensive linemen.
No, we don't.
We're already playing with six, right, because Austin's down. And we got to get some backups ready to go. I don't know what the number of teams that play with the same five all year. I don't think it's very high. But I know what we play with, and we get into 7, 8, 9 a lot. Sometimes it's center, a lot of tackle here in recent years.
Yeah.
We got to get another tackle ready to go that you can count on.
All right, Joe, you got the call tomorrow. Dolphins and Lions, maybe give us a couple of things you are going to be looking for. I know Most of us going to be watching those two quarterbacks to see if we get a little bit of improved play. I know that'll be right. The big thing to look for. But maybe outside of those two guys, what are you watching for tomorrow?
I'm looking for more consistency. I don't like the drop off between Hill and Waddle. I want to see all the other guys. I think they got a little dose of reality up here for a couple of days. Some of them played better, made some nice catches. Eskridge made some plays, but we got to see again the back end of the roster. I'm kind of glad. I'm glad he came out today. You're going to see. I'm going to basically rest all my big name players and all the young guys that need to work. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking honestly after Storm Duck. I'm looking for some more cornerbacks to kind of step up. I still believe, I said this before, Omar didn't. I don't think Omar thought he was quite there. I think Ethan Bonner is slowly becoming your second best corner, whether that's good or bad. He's done. We Jack Jones is, you know, I think Jack Jones got a ton of talent. He's quick out of his break. He's done it. I think people can get in his head. We got to get a more consistent guy. Sheffield, all those guys, we got to find some more corners because they're claiming these are the guys we're going with. And to me, those guys got to pick it up. We got to find some guys you can trust. That's kind of the theme. We got to find some corners we can trust. And then on top of that, I'm going to be watching all those names on that offensive line, man. All those guys. Is anybody? And I know they'll be playing probably against number twos. But twos against twos, I want to see how our guys play. So those would be the big ones for me. But, you know, be nice to see a couple of guys stand out and really have big games because there's going to be a lot of guys have a lot of snaps that are twos and threes if Mike rests all those all the veteran players.
Yeah, Devon Achane is probably not going to play. I have not been shy about Jalen Wright as just not – impressed me, not gotten to the point where I would hope he would be in his second season. What do you want to see from the run game, especially in this situation where clearly they can't pass protect? So hopefully they can be better run blocking line. What do you hope to see, especially after losing Alexander Mattison?
You know what? I would just say we go the same thing. I think you're stubborn on this too, Omar. We got to run inside. Keep running inside. Keep running inside. I'd like to see our what we used to be really good at. I want to see that come back and that great running game that we had outside. The blocking, the pulling of our linemen, the blocking outside, the way those guys block. And a couple of years ago, I think we averaged about 135 yards a game. And a lot of it was just the ability to run outside. The end blocking from our tackles was fantastic. And those guys really got after it. But I think we got to keep working on the run game. Those guys got to keep working on the run game because the run game will help the pass game. But I got to tell you, if they know we can't run the ball, those guys up front are going to tee off. And then you got big problems. Probably a short passing game. He'll take it. If things look good and we start running the ball, probably take some shots down the field. But I expect to see, and I want to see the rest of these receivers, these young receivers. I really, Omar, I still want to see more from Malik Washington and Taj Washington. I want to see those guys. D. Eskridge needs to continue to make some big plays and go from there. So that's kind of where I am.
I know we talked about this on Monday too, Joe, but that short yardage stuff, man, third and one, fourth and one, they're on the goal line. We're going to be stubborn, keep trying to run that thing right up the middle. And that's the idea here.
I think they will. I wouldn't be surprised if we get another one of those situations and hopefully getting a couple of them because, again, this is the only work you get that's live and take them to the ground. But I wouldn't be surprised if, for everybody's psyche, if they throw a pass in there if they have to. So our guys could go, hey, we had a nice long drive and we scored, okay? It wasn't on the ground, but damn, we scored on somebody one-on-one on the outside.
Well, what about this, Joe? The sexy name coming out of at least preseason game one, Ollie Gordon, the second big running back out of Oklahoma State. If we're trying to prove that we can run between the tackles and be strong, and we might not be seeing that many starters in this game, are we going to get a healthy dose of Ollie Gordon the second in this game?
Hey, I'm with Omar. The team feels a little differently about it right now, but I'd love to see Ollie Gordon go, hey, Ollie, you're gonna get some carries in this game. And we want you to know that that job's open for carries in the regular season. We want to see you keep running hard, man. Keep running. You got a little chip on your shoulder. You thought you were going to go a lot higher in the draft. If you'd have gone out the year before, you would have. And I think this is going to be big for him. I do. I think he's a big physical dude and can really help that, especially those short yardage situations. But I'd like to see him get some carries. I'd like to see him get 10, 12, 13 carries in this game.
Yeah, Joe, that's part of the problem, Joe. Nobody gets to compete, so Ollie can't take down Jalen Wright. No competition.
I got that text. I saw it. I wrote it. How do you like that, Joe Rose? I saw that. All right.
We almost got you through without an Omar shot there. All right, Joe.
Omar wasn't going to let it go.
No.
That's what Omar does to those girls. Right at the last second, he hits a jab on them, man. And he's just, now you know I can do that.
Oh, that's Omar probably why I can't keep it. Omar sent out a tweet yesterday where he managed to insult the fan base and the team in the same tweet. He said that the fans are as mentally weak as the team. So that was what he got after yesterday, Joe.
Am I telling a lie?
And by the way, Woody was the president of the club, and the beating I took yesterday was that off that practice, we were going to not win a game all year. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Randomly insulted on that, by the way, on the comments on that tweet, and someone said, I'm the softest, and I'll take the crown. That's fine. I'm the most mentally weak Dolphin fan there is. Fine. Joe, have a great call tomorrow, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. I'll see you in a couple of days. Thanks. Thanks very much.
All right, Joe Rose here with us on his program here as we got the B team here filling in. Omar hates when I call us the B team. You don't like that, but that's what you get for calling us all mentally weak.
I knew you were spazzing out after one joint practice. I knew you were spazzing out.
Oh man, are you kidding me? But listen, in fairness, I didn't see the practice. I'm not in Detroit. I think everybody knows that. We're streaming on YouTube here. I'm in Miami. The tweets that came out from that practice made it sound like apocalyptic, okay? It sounded like, not sounded like, they said it was the worst practice in the history of joint practices. I haven't seen that many joint practices in my day.
I've seen a lot, yeah.
I mean, you've seen more than I have. I've seen the ones down here. You've seen them on the road. You've seen them here. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
we're gonna bring a guy on at 8 o'clock that said it was the worst practice in the history of practices. So I don't know.
I've seen them beat up the Eagles when they were the hottest team in the NFL. So a joint practice is what it is. Some days you're hot, some days you're not.
I just like for me the issue was, and the issue continues to be, is like the things that we know are problems keep popping up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why. There's a little bit of concern, but we will do this. Let's pause here for a quick moment. Again, we are going to get we're going to head out to Detroit again in the 8 o'clock hour, and then Mike Florio, who's been a flamethrower of late, he always is, but more so recently here. Omar, you're laughing over here. Mike's been on a tear, boy. He's been good lately. So
easy mark for the Dolphins are an easy mark, man. They're not going to punch back.
Yes, they are. And by the way, everyone that's put out a hot seat list. I think our guy is like right on the top of that thing. And I guess for good reason here, but we'll take a pause. Again, we're going to head back up to Detroit in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio in the 9 o'clock hour. Football Friday rolls on after this.
All right, right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back in here on a Football Friday. Hollywood, Dan Day, Omar Kelly with us, Trevor, driving the program, along there with Jamie as we continue on here. Omar, good morning. And Dolphins are in Detroit. They will get the breather today, preseason game number two tomorrow. And we'll get a look at the backup quarterbacks once again here. And we'll see how that goes. Hopefully that goes a tad bit better than it did in game number one. We got a few different ways you can reach us here, by the way. We are streaming live on YouTube. So I think Omar has sent out the link, if I'm not mistaken, at Omar Kelly. I believe he sent out the link. Is that?
Yes, I did. Yes, that I did.
Okay, so Omar's got that. You can also send your vicious comments to us on YouTube. So we have that way to reach us as this guy. I just want to say good morning to the Wayne D Experience. Good morning, man. I appreciate all the nice things you're saying, and I do mostly appreciate you listening to us every morning. So thank you very much. And Alexander, I will I'll comb my hair a little better for you next morning. We wake up a little on the early side, so he's not. There we go. We got comments popping up on the screen. Is that what I see here? Jamie is really working here. And of course, the first one he puts up is that my hair doesn't look very good this morning. So
I think I've seen you every morning that we've done radio together, and this is the only time you've actually had your hair combed.
Bro, I stuck my head under the shower for a couple minutes this morning. I combed this thing. I want to look nice for this YouTube broadcast. And that's why it stings a little, Alexander. I found got a barbershop near me and got all nice and... You know, it's just it's early, man. It's early. The sun's not even up. So, you know, it's anyway. And good morning to Cap for life, by the way. Cap is a loyal listener. Not the nicest of callers. He got after us last time. But good morning, Cap. And if you want to reach us, by the way, on the text 305-567-0560 is how you reach us here. And Omar, this debate, this Dolphin fan debate here. Are we mentally weak? You called it mentally weak yesterday. Optimism, hater, you know, because we're getting a lot of that. You're a Dolphin hater. I'm trying to be realistic here, Omar, and I'm trying to not get caught up in the thing that I've been caught up in with you a few seasons ago, right? And it's like things looked like they were going
to get a whole heck of a lot better. Things were going better, and it was the same result. So
the bottom fell out from under you.
For me, and, you know, look, I get that people want to be, you know, optimistic. That's great. I'm happy for those people. But I am not going to sit here and, you know, wave pom-poms for a team that hasn't won a playoff game in a quarter century. And I don't know that it's going to get any better this year, Omar. And there's a lot of people, a lot of experts, a lot of people that watch football for a living that mm-hmm. don't think this team is going to be very good. So with all that put together, Omar, and by the way, my own eyes, I see the issues. I see there are some things that this team is, you know, lacks.
Still working on.
How do they get better from last season? I guess would be the question. And I know
very, that very simple answer. Very simple.
I know there's been some things, but how do they get significantly better than last season outside of your quarterback just staying healthy?
Let's start with building off the things that you were good at last year. You had a top five defense in terms of yards allowed, one of the top teams in terms of red zone efficiency, third down defense. That was really why you excelled. And you did that without any pass rushing. Okay. So add on top of that some pass rushing. Add on top of that actual decent safety as opposed to what you had last year. And yeah, you're taking a step back from a cornerback standpoint, but you're going to play a lot of zone. Is that going to benefit you a lot when you play some of these elite receivers? No, but it's gonna suffice for right now. So the defense has gotten better because the front seven's gotten better. You've got Jalen Phillips, you got Bradley Chubb, you got Chop Robinson in his second year. Hell, Derek McClendon has been one of the top performers for me. I'd be shocked if he doesn't make the 53-man roster. Hell, Matt Dickerson has performed well. I would say he's probably been one of my top 10 performers of training camp. Then you flip it to offensively. We know what the issue was. You had an 8-9 team when you played 6.5 games without Tua Tagovailoa. Keep Tua healthy, you will have a chance to win 10 games. He has averaged throughout his career 10.7 wins a season. Mm-hmm. Play 17 games, you get 10.7 wins. The key is to keep him healthy. Now, do I feel comfortable with what I see from the offensive line without Austin Jackson? No.
Let me interrupt you for a second, because we talk about this. Tua's got to stay healthy. And then he mm-hmm. goes, well, I got to be smarter. I got to do this. I got to do that. I don't really like buy into any of that. Like, there's nothing that he can do to avoid a hit all season long. It's going to happen. He happens to be an injury prone guy, especially with the head stuff. I just don't like, I don't know, Omar, like, how do you go about that? Like, I know, like, the quick release is all this different stuff, but like at some point it's going to happen. He's going to take a hit.
He's got to throw the ball away more. He's got to fall, just take the sack and just fall when he sees the pressure coming in. He did that in 2023. He literally, he saw pressure coming, dropped to the ground, you know? And he's got to throw the ball away. That's the one thing I would say that I haven't seen enough of from Tua. Mm-hmm. He's just always, when you consistently extend plays and make a habit of that, I don't believe that you're going to turn off the switch and all of a sudden stop scrambling around trying to extend plays when it really counts. But I think he understands in his mind that he has to keep himself available, which means throw the ball away, live for the next series, live for the next down. And he's in theory got that, but I don't know if it's really hit home.
Do you believe though that, and clearly look, they addressed the backup quarterback thing. Can Mike work his Tua magic on Zach Wilson? I mean, is that like because look, the reality is Zach Wilson has a lot of physical talent. He wouldn't have gotten drafted where he did if he didn't, right?
Yep.
And we've seen a lot of these guys go to other teams. Sam Darnold, a lot of these guys are Jets players that have gone to other teams.
A lot of former Jets, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. Yeah.
A lot of these dudes, a lot of these Jets quarterbacks are running around the league right now.
Starters, $40 million quarterbacks.
Exactly. Zach Wilson has the physical tools.
He does.
Can Mike, which, by the way, I know this like, you know, it's not the day for, you know, to stroke Mike because everyone's angry and, you know, he's on the hot seat and all that stuff. But the job that Mike McDaniel did with Tua is one of the better jobs on a rehab, rehabbing of a quarterback that I think you'll ever see. Tua was done.
No, he was.
Tua was cooked.
No,
he Tua was cooked. That well, down here at least he was.
Tua never had it. Tua never had a losing season with a mediocre quiet
coach. Think anyone thought Tua had a chance to be the guy that he is now. Mike came in and he fixed him. Can he do the same with Zach Wilson? Can he rehab Zach Wilson and turn him into a legitimate quarterback? And I have to imagine, Omar, that we will see him at some point this year. I hate saying that. I don't wish any bad on Tua, but there probably may be a point where we see Zach Wilson.
Absolutely.
Is Mike going to be able to work his magic and turn that guy into a legitimate quarterback?
What you saw against the Bears, where if his footwork wasn't on, the pass and the easy touchdowns are dribblers.
Oh, yeah. That, well, anytime there was anyone coming at him and he had to throw off his back foot, it was a disaster.
Yeah,
if he could step into it, though, he's all right.
Yes, but he is. Looks the part of what you want in the NFL quarterback. He's got a far superior arm to Tua, but he's nowhere in the stratosphere in terms of accuracy. He and consistency. The one thing that people don't value enough about Tua is his consistency level. Like, he is above average consistently. Now, is he elite? No, but he's relatively above average. You're going to execute on third downs. You're going to execute in the red zone usually. Zach, footwork's off, 50-50 chance that pass is going to be completed versus going to dribble to the wide receiver. If he can fix his technique, and that to me is a full season's worth of work. If he can fix his technique, he'll have a chance. I it's just so consistent that the technique is an issue. Like, if he doesn't set his feet, balls off. It's spraying.
What about his timing, though? He's just absolute no presence in the pocket. He's always had bad timing. He doesn't get rid of the ball in time.
Yeah.
I think that's a bigger problem. I mean, yes, the footwork and the technique is that, but
I just need you to make the regular throws. I just need you to make them.
Can you teach him to step up in the pocket? Can you teach him to have some presence? Can you teach him to have an internal clock? I don't know if he can do it because he hasn't done it yet in his career.
No, but I think there are a lot of quarterbacks that don't have that. Ryan Tannehill spent his whole career as an NFL starter without having that. To me, the easier thing to fix is the technique stuff. He can read the defense. He just reads it slow. And Tua reads it fast. So if you're sitting there comparing him and Tua, it's not fair. But Quinn, and I'm interested to see how Quinn responds from his first game. Quinn has shown me more with less. And they're, in my mind, relatively even quarterbacks. I like the fact that Quinn doesn't give me the inconsistencies that Zach does. Am I saying that Quinn is better than Zach? No. But if you're even with a rookie, I'd rather invest in a rookie. And truthfully speaking, I just don't see the Dolphins investing another $6 million in Zach Wilson when you've got Quinn sitting there giving you equal to competent play for $4 million total. So if it were me, and I am clearly not the Dolphins because they've clearly made some promise to Quinn, which is why he's here. If it were me, I'd be investing in Quinn Ewers. But then this organization, this franchise, doesn't necessarily believe in competition, especially at quarterback. Especially at quarterback.
That's Omar Kelly taking aim there. We got a lot more to come here this morning. I will say, by the way, someone ripped me on the text here, Omar. I said I'm raising the pom-poms for the Hurricanes, and they haven't done anything. The Miami Hurricanes are looking for a top 10 showdown with Notre Dame at Hard Rock Stadium to start the season. So they are.
Yeah, it's been 25 years.
Both teams haven't
won anything in 25 years.
But if I had to ask you which team is trending in a better direction, the Canes are going to start the season. They are a top 10 team in every single poll. So
set up for failure.
I mean, it is what it
is. The national media loves to set the Canes up for failure.
I don't know, but I don't think that's the national media. That's the coaches poll. There's a lot of different polls, Omar. They're top 10 in every single one of them. And they just put the number one pick in the draft. They just had him last year.
He was one hell of a quarterback. Is Carson Beck going to be half of what he was?
Carson Beck is not Cam Ward. He is not Cam Ward. I'll tell you that 1,000 times, Omar. He is not Cam Ward. But I think that Miami has made some improvements on the other side of the ball, which is clearly where they needed to.
So they're going to be respectable?
They are going to be respectable, Omar. But, I mean, look, man, I think people can tell the difference right now between where the Canes are at and where the Dolphins are at. And you want to talk about national media. The national media, they're a little bit down on the Dolphins.
Absolutely.
If you haven't noticed. But anyway, we're going to head up to Detroit, and we'll talk about yesterday's joint practice a little in the 8 o'clock hour. Head back to Detroit. We're going to Mike Florio in the 9 o'clock hour. He hasn't been shy as far as weighing in on the Dolphins. So we'll talk to Mike. We do appreciate, by the way, everyone who's reaching out this morning. We are live on YouTube. Apparently, we're live on Twitch as well. Jamie, is that accurate? I'm unfamiliar with that platform. So, Jamie, how do people even, like, do they just, is that an app or something?
Yeah, it's an app, and then I think it's a website as well. You just go to twitch.com, look up Joe Rose Show, it'll come up.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot on that one, but
all
there
good.
There
Ready
we go.
It.
So so we have that. We'll get you a code word to win some tickets as well when we come back. So we have more to get to. Head to Detroit in about 15 minutes from now as we continue on this football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All Friday.
Welcome back in here on this Football Friday. Hollywood Dan Day, Omar Kelly along here with you.
We do usually hit the headlines here in this segment, Omar. We got to keep this a little short here, Omar and Dan, but I did want to let everyone know here, for our card collectors out there, our memorabilia people. Also, by the way, we do have a big card show coming to town next weekend. So we're going to be giving away tickets, I've been told. I don't know if we're supposed to announce that yet, but that'll be next week. So we'll have that for you. The hobby show is going to be up in Fort Lauderdale in a week. So I am looking forward to that personally. Selfishly, I will be going and looking forward to that. A card that I will not be buying here is this Michael Jordan Kobe Bryant logo, man. This is a one of one. Ooh. It is signed by Kobe Bryant on one side, Michael Jordan on the other side. These are on-card autos. You could have a sticker auto or an on-card auto. Those are the differences there. And they both have, Dan, I don't know if you want to, well, I can't turn the screen because then you won't see the cameras anymore, but you got the two logo men in there as well. And that looks like, that's like one of those NBA 50th, I think, logo mans for MJ there. This card, Omar, right now, $5.3 million with Heritage. Bidding closes on August the 23rd. This will become the most expensive basketball card ever when this is all said. And actually passed it already. So this is the most expensive basketball card ever.
All because it has a signing of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant?
Well, it's a one of one. It's a logo man. The logo man is the most sought after card in all the sports, whether it's a so the NFL has the NFL Shield card. Major League Baseball has their logo man, you know, thing, and the NBA has theirs. This is signed, again, it's on card, signed by two of the greatest players to ever play. And, you know, obviously Kobe no longer with us. MJ, I don't know how much MJ signs these days, but
so who owns the card and who's benefiting from this card? That's $5.1 million right now.
Well, Heritage Auctions has it right now, Omar. So that is who is selling it.
Technically bought it from the person who got it.
They're just selling it. I don't know
who
owns the card, Omar. I'm not familiar with that portion of the thing.
Somebody very popular because they can get Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant to sign a card.
Well, Upper Deck did that, Omar, a long time ago.
Oh, so the card isn't like.
No, this is part. All right.
It's not a new card.
It's part of the card, Omar. It's like the autograph on the card. It's not that somebody just took a card and went and got it signed. Upper Deck.
Hold on. Okay.
The card came signed.
I have a question.
I'm going to pull this out of a pack.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does me getting a card signed by, say, Dan Marino add value to it or take away value from it?
That's a very good question.
Me getting it signed, not the card being produced with a signature.
Now, you can't get it graded at that point, right? Because once you do that, it's been damaged, I guess, right?
You can't get it graded?
No. Like, well, you can get it slabbed. You can get it authenticated. You can get the autograph authenticated. Now, as far as does it add value, it depends on the card, right? Like if it's a Dan Marino rookie PSA 10, I probably would not get it signed. I'd probably leave it as is. If it's not, then, you know, I happen to have a signed Dan Marino card.
I would think
a guy who I work with was able to take care of that one for my son, but a guy who happens to know him, was able to
hang with him every Saturday.
By the way, people sent in Joe Rose cards. Have you ever seen the Joe Rose card?
No, I do want to see
on Len's desk.
I'm so sick of Leroy Horde cards being on that desk because I literally got so tired of seeing them for 3 years. I got a pen and worked it and made him sign all the cards and sent them out to all these people. And then I show up one day to do a show with you, and there are 20 more Leroy Cord cards that come in the mail.
I don't know that they're coming. If I had to guess, knowing Leroy, he is probably sending them in to make it look like he's getting fan mail.
Because they return it with the envelopes. For him to return it back.
We should do a science experiment here, and we got to get to the 8 o'clock hour.
How many people want Leroy Horde autographs?
Let's do this. Let's do a science experiment. Okay, I'm gonna get a Joe Rose card, and I'm gonna have him sign it, and I'm gonna get a Leroy Horde card, and I'll have him sign it, and we'll list them on the same day. We'll list them right on eBay. Same day. We'll start the bidding at one penny, and we shall see who has the more valuable signed card. How about that for a little science experiment? My hypothesis tells me that that Joe will edge out Leroy slightly. Well, no,
but Leroy had a better career. Leroy had a better career, so he don't know if that's fair.
He did, but Joe is more well-known, I think.
I'm sorry. Right? I've never seen a Joe Rose card in the studio. I have seen now.
Well, they're all on Len's desk.
Okay. All right. Maybe that. Okay. I have seen 40 Leroy Horde cards. Like, what the hell? Who is still collecting Leroy Horde cards?
I think he's doing that intentionally.
No,
he's
not.
Him in himself. Luckily, he's not up right now, hopefully, because I don't want him to get all riled up. All right, we got to take a pause. We're heading to Detroit. Jeremy Reisman, who covers the Lions, he was at both of the joint practices. He joins us next on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.